This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This is hour number two. And this is day three of the week of the weaponized woman. Once again, our guest host is Tatiana Whitlock. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
And her guest is Jen Jakes. And I know that you told me where she was at. Now, I remember Jen from BearingArms.com. You guys have heard a lot of her stuff since before. And Jen, where are you at now?
I am in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Born and
yes,
raised.
But you're with one.
Where am I working?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know me. I'm everywhere. But
okay.
I am an editor at large at Breach Bang Clear.
There you go. So now Jen is a shooter and a writer of some repute, and so I'm fascinated to find out where this goes tonight. So, if you will, Tatiana, please take it away.
Absolutely. Well, this week I get to bring as many of my favorite people as I can squeeze into one week onto the show. It's a long list. And when we were thinking of people to bring on, of course, Jen, you were on that top five list of folks that I needed to make sure had a place to speak within this week of weaponized women. For folks who aren't familiar with Jen, Jen is the embodiment of so many things that make up a woman in the firearms community and then some. So to a paraphrase from your own description of yourself, you're not only a mother, a wife, a foodie, a coffee drinker, a bacon lover, a runner, a hunter, a fishing fool, and an all-around outdoors enthusiast, but you are a Second Amendment defender, a concealed carry advocate, editor at large, writer. You are a guest speaker on some phenomenal programs. And you're an industry powerhouse who's advocating for women and gun rights. And you have done some pretty amazing things. I encourage people to Google search Jen Jakes and watch some of the interviews that she's done, taking on folks like The View and local law enforcement in her hometown. She's one of the most articulate and well-spoken people who can really embody the message that is the American Second Amendment and professional, responsible gun owner. So if you're not blushing yet, we can keep going.
I'm freaking out.
But
if I didn't love you before, I really love you now. That's
aww,
pretty cool. Thank you.
Well, it's true. And, you know, you just recently published an article, which I really wanted to tick into your brain about. But we're starting off really explaining to people, where will you come from? I mean, how have you gotten to where you are? Where did you originate when it comes to firearms in your life?
So it's funny how when you look back over your life, things make a lot more sense. Of course, hindsight is 2020, right?
Absolutely.
When I was little, my very liberal mother left our family for her career, which at the time, of course, being a little girl, I was like, wow, that's really upsetting. But I was raised by my 2A hunting, NRA loving dad. So, hey, it worked out pretty good for me. I just remember being a little girl and riding in my dad's Chevy truck, and he would always tell us, girls, we are only one generation away from losing freedom. You have to always speak up. You have to fight for the little guy. You know, he taught us how to live sustainably. Of course, he taught hunters education for years and years. We had an archery range in our basement. I mean, I really had an amazing life growing up. And when I got a little older and I started watching the world around me that I was raising my children in, it really clicked. And I thought, man, you know what? I really do need to become way more politically active. So I began in politics. And of course, I've always been a gun lover, but it was always my dad or my husband's guns. And I just, I don't know, 6-7 years ago decided, all right, I'm going to start taking this journey on my own. And I'm going to step out and step into my own and start hunting with my son, and became a concealed carry permit holder in the state of Wisconsin. And it's just kind of snowballed from there, apparently.
It has. And that is so, it's a unique story, but that's my story too. You just follow the bouncing ball and you see where it leads. And honestly, it's been an incredible one. Everybody I talk to, we all tend to agree that being female in this space means that you can follow a predetermined path and it will take you in a very predictable place, or you can carve your own way through this and make your own path through it. And the folks who have done that are the ones who are the standouts and who have been able to establish their own voice. So Tell me a little bit about the hunting. I want to touch on the hunting before we get into the fun politics stuff. You had a company called, or do you still have the company, the hunting company, Aim Hunting?
I do, and it's a funny story. I actually met Eric Kinnear on the first night of my very first hot show in 2012 at the craps table in the Flamingo. And he owns Big Country Shooting Indoor Gun Range in Alvin, Texas. And I just reached out to him and I said, you know what? You were literally the first person that I met in the industry, and I would love to interview you at SHOT Show because it was just fun, you know? And at the time I went to SHOT Show, like I said, in 2012 as president and CEO of Aim Hunting. I went to pitch my show to Cabela's and the Sportsman Channel. And I got to tell you, Tatiana, it was like God was moving people right in front of me. I met Brittany Starr and Katie Pavlich and Cam Edwards and Benny Spies, Jana Waller. I've met so many amazing people that, you know, it's just all of their little pieces in my career have paved the way for where I am today. And I think that's a common theme in a lot of women's stories, especially in this industry, is that we genuinely want to help people. Anyone coming up, anyone who says, hey, I want to get into shooting, hey, I have this new company, hey, I'd love to share this with fellow shooters, hunters, whatever it may be, we genuinely want to help each other. And it's all those little pieces of help that pushes especially women forward in this industry.
And isn't that funny? Because folks who don't have any experience with the firearms community, they've never been to the range. They talk about gun owners as though we're some strange and foreign species of human. They have this definitely opposing view where we're somehow confrontational and reactionary and overly emotional and we're trigger happy and we have a very confrontational attitude about life. And once you are welcomed, because you always are, into the range space with people who are nurturing, we want you to succeed. And I love having that moment with folks who are coming from a very, very different space in the liberal side of the house. And the ones that are brave enough to come and venture out and spend a little bit of time with us at the range and they get to see how we do things, we have changed so many people's minds. And it's from that very, very point that you just made, that we want each other to succeed, from new people to our peers within the professional space.
Sure, and I've actually taken women to the gun range and said, look, I don't care if you never shoot a gun ever, ever, ever again after this. I just want you to know what you're talking about. I want you to experience it. I don't want you to be afraid of it. And I want you to know how to use this tool, because at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's a tool. But of course, I've never taken anyone to the gun range that hasn't gone back. So that's a good thing.
Right. Me too. So Jen, before we go to break in a few seconds, I want people to know how to find you. Tell me about your website or your social media. Where can people go?
You guys can find me on jenjakes.com. That's Jen with two N's, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S. I'm on Twitter, same handle, Jen two N's Jakes. And I'm on Facebook under Jen Jakes. Boy, I'm just everywhere Jen Jakes.
You heard what they said. That's right. That's exactly right. This is the Week of the Weaponized Woman. My guests are Tatiana Whitlock and Jen Jakes. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And this is day three of the week of the weaponized woman, and we're coming at it from a different viewpoint, not so much about the technical part of it or the physical part of it, but the sort of the nuts and bolts of what I do, and, you know, to a larger extent, the writers out there. And that is because my guest host, Tatiana Whitlock, has brought a writer and a shooter of quite the repute in the person of Jen Jakes. So, ladies, I'm going to let you continue on.
fantastic. And chime in, because I want to ask your thoughts on some of these things too. I mean, my world got started in this and right around the time of Sandy Hook. And when it became known in my little family and community, there were people who took a very strong opinion about, you know, what I was doing. And I went from being the family James Bond girl, you know, amazing badass ninja figure to this horrible person in their mind. And it's just incredible how you can be perceived as something you're not just for the fact that you are an advocate of the Second Amendment and you own firearms. So my political views are pretty self-evident in the fact that I'm out there teaching people on a regular basis how to use these tools. And that's kind of my effort. That's my contribution to Second Amendment advocacy. However, the two of you have a much louder voice that is directly to the point and directly to the public and making such a strong stance in opposition to all of the baloney that gets spewed about us on a regular basis. And Jen, you said you got your start in politics. Let's explore that a little bit more. Tell us what that involves now.
Oh, politics. Man, now to be honest, I really want nothing to do with politics. It's so ugly. I mean, and you're talking to someone who went door knocking in Madison, Wisconsin during the recall of Scott Walker. I've been sworn at, threatened, bit at. It's insane. I mean, politics is ugly business. But I get out there and I still door knock. I used to be with Americans for Prosperity Wisconsin. I actually worked for their national social media team during the midterm election in 2014. I keep my hand in stuff, that's for sure. But I think the big thing is that we have to speak in our own community to people who see us. So whether you're at the PTA or the library, the gas station, the grocery store, people see you. People know you whether you think they do or not. So I always try to find a way to slip in something into the conversation. I don't care if it's about hunting. Yes, I'm traveling to SHOT Show. I'm so excited. I just got back from the NSSF 3-gun fantasy camp. I'm dropping those little bombs so that people stop and look at me and think, wait a minute. Okay, I know her. She's not crazy. She's not some backwoods redneck gun licker that I think every gun owner is. This is someone in my community that I know and respect. And it literally stops people in their tracks. And that opens the door to say, oh, look at me. Yes, I support the NSSF and the NRA. I'm not crazy. I'm carrying a gun right now. And guess what? Whether you agree with that right of mine or not, if something were to enter this space and threaten your life, I'm going to push you behind me and do what I can to stop that threat. And it really is, you have that moment when you connect with people on that level where they know that they have at least one thing in common with you. Hey, we live in the same town. We frequent the same gas station. Doesn't matter what that one thing is. And it humanizes us as gun owners. And I think that is a huge issue right now. And in politics, it transfers over. You know, Republicans are allegedly just greedy, blood-sucking jerks who want all the poor people to die. Am I right?
Well, that's what they say.
Well, that's exactly. And we have to do a better job of showing people that that's not who we are. And we do carry safely. And we do care about stopping, you know, gun violence. We just have a different way of doing it. And just explain yourself. Be a human to humans. It will humanize us as gun owners.
Well, the thing about being a voice or a pundit means that it takes it takes a little bit of courage, like our Americans for Prosperity. The kind of advocacy they do is literally door to door, shoe leather to the ground.
That's right.
Grassroots advocacy. In the former budget director of Trump's, who's now the head of the CFPB, Mick Mulvaney, the Americans for Prosperity were who got him over the hump, and he put out to pasture a 26-year veteran of the House, and a Democrat. So getting out there and doing that kind of stuff is it puts you out there. And I mean, you got to have your game on every day because, you know, if you make a mistake, Jen, you know, they're going to come after you. The gun community is not very forgiving for inaccuracy now, is it?
No, they are not. And we have to do a better job of pulling people aside quietly and having a conversation with them. But no, I mean, that time with AFP really did teach me a lot. There's literally no one that I can't have a conversation with, respectfully and just person to person. And they can disagree with me all they want. It's fine. I'm going to remain respectful. But I do want to hear why they disagree with me and my life so much. I really do want to know because it's going to make me a better advocate for the Second Amendment.
It's so interesting to go to my kids' birthday parties and being the director of training at Howell's, a local gun range and academy in Maine, we've done some television commercials, and now those commercials are airing on local TV. So now when I go to pick up the kids or I go to make a trash run at the local dump, people are saying, hey, was that you? Do you do that? And they make the cowboy and Indians pew-pew hands. Was that you? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, no way. And it starts and sparks a really wild conversation. People have known you either first from the gun perspective or they know you as a person first, and then they're shocked to find out that you do that. And
right.
I found that, you know, for the icebreaker has been the personal defense. When it comes to the concept of protecting your family, politics are irrelevant. And you can vote however you want, and you can have your bleeding heart for whatever cause you want to have, but the safety of the people you love is a non-negotiable thing, and we all have that as a unifying factor as parents and as sons and daughters, people who we belong to, that we care for. Making sure they're safe is paramount. And going to these birthday parties and seeing all these moms whispering, finally one of them has the courage to come over and ask me very delicately in a really hushed breath if that was me and do I really do that? And then all of a sudden there's a group of four or five moms that are like, really, could we come and could we shoot with you too? And, you know, could we maybe do it when nobody's, it's a slow time because they don't want anyone else to know. I'm like, there's 12 of you standing around me all of a sudden and now you all want to come. Can we not talk in whispered voices? Because I think we're all in agreement. This is going to be a good idea. But we will never talk about
it. I messed up that time, Tatiana. I was so engrossed in the conversation I let the break sneak up on us. That's when you know live radio is working for somebody anyway. It was working really good for me. We'll be right back. This is the Week of the Weaponized Woman. My guests are Tatiana Whitlock and Jen Jakes. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. 2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Lock and Load. And this is day three of the week of the weaponized woman. It will be the ladies that, most of the men that are in the gun community are already there. And the ladies are the new people coming in. And they're coming in droves because it is becoming more and more evident that Sam Colt was right. So, to that end, my guest host tonight is Tatiana Whitlock, who Sam Colt would smile at, and her guest is Jen Jakes, who Sam Colt would smile at. So, ladies, please continue.
They were in some pretty good company, Bill.
Yeah.
Some pretty good lineup. So, on break, Jen and I were laughing and reminiscing about some similar stories. Spinning off of what we were just talking about, the funny places that you strike up conversations. Jen, you've got to tell this one. This is too good.
So you can't make this stuff up. But, I mean, I've been approached in a lot of different places. I've been, in my gynecologist's office with my feet up in the stirrups talking about my gun. But that's a real story. You can't make it up. But the best place was at a funeral. I literally had women coming up to me in the cemetery because somebody's husband recognized me from Cam & Company on NRA TV. And she's like, do you really shoot? Are you carrying a gun right now? Oh, my God, it's on my bucket list to shoot a gun. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, your husband shoots. Why are you not? She goes, I'm not going to go shoot with my husband. And I just laughed and before I knew it, there were at least a half a dozen women standing around me, and they're like, when can we all go to the range? And I'm going, we are at a funeral. What is happening right now? But I think it's funny because they, I mean, women really do want other women to go shoot with. And you know, I'll go shoot with my dad because I kind of have a guy's gal personality where I don't care what guys say and I brush everything off and I'm a that's what she said kind of gal, whatever. I don't care. But I know a lot of women are uncomfortable shooting with their husbands or brothers or dads or whatever it is. Just like my stepmom won't come and shoot with me and my dad. She's like, I'm going to go to my well-armed woman chapter in Rice Lake. I don't care. But the thing is, there are so many options for women now. There are so many organizations that they can just plug into. I mean, go on Facebook, look it up. You can plug right into a chapter and show up at a range and not feel like a complete idiot. And just be welcomed in and ushered into such a great community who really wants to see you survive, you know, thrive and survive as a gun owner.
And you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, we're seeing an incredible increase in women firearms owners, and we're seeing a great increase in women participating at the range on a regular basis. And it is largely because, in my humble opinion, we like to go and do things together. You know, I see so many guys go to the range alone and working at a gun range and having worked in gun ranges across the country. I see individual men come in to shoot on the weekdays, and the weekends they'll come in groups, but I very rarely see a single female come to the range to shoot alone unless she just wants her happy Zen space. And she wants,
you know,
nothing
what's funny
but her
is the last
space.
Yeah, the last time I went to the gun range, there was a lady who came in to the bay and was in the lane right next to me, and she leaned over at when we were at a time when neither of us were shooting, and she said, are you here alone? And I said, yes. And she goes, are you in law enforcement? I was like, no, why? And she's like, I'm sorry, I never ever see women in here alone. It's so cool. I'm like, okay, here's my card. If you ever want to come and you don't want to be alone, hey, come and, I mean, call me, text me. I may only live 25 minutes from my local gun range, but I don't get to leave my desk very often. So any excuse I can get to leave my desk and go to the gun range, I'm in.
Absolutely. You know, and women aren't afraid to talk to each other at a gun range.
Right.
They will introduce
no,
themselves
they gravitate
to each other.
Toward each other.
It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. Yes. And we have, in Maine, up here, we've got a group of women who, I'd say 50% of them were anti-gun when we began our journey together about a year ago. And they have completely changed their tune. Most of them have purchased firearms, their first firearm, and many of them are purchasing their second. And, you know, the only barrier to purchasing it is truly being able to, the economics of saving up the money and deciding for sure which one they want. But, you know, the conversations went from conversations about what we're going to do with the 4th of July holiday to, oh, I really liked the sights on the gun you were shooting last week. And suddenly their vernacular is an incredibly gun-centric vernacular, and they don't realize how nerdy they've become. And it's so beautiful to watch it happen. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. It's like watching a butterfly come out of their cocoon. You're like, yay! And I've had, you know, I have three kids, and every single time any of my kids have had a play date here in the house, I always talk to the parents before they step foot in my house, and I say, I am a gun owner. I do have guns here. They are stored properly. They are stored separate from the ammunition. I would like you to come in. I would like you to see where I store them, and I am going to teach your children the four rules of gun safety. And, I mean, 98% of the parents are like, yeah, cool. Oh, I never even thought of teaching my kid at this age, but definitely, let's do that. But the 2%, I actually had two moms that were like, how can you own guns? You have children. And so, okay, well, let's talk about that. Here's how I can have guns and children, the same way I can have a car and a stove and light sockets. I mean, it's okay. We're going to be fine. But one of the moms, after, I don't know, 2 or 3 years of knowing me and my home and my children and how we are as gun owners, actually said to me, you know, I feel like my daughter is safer when she's with you and in your home than she is here.
Wow.
That's amazing. I mean, that is a huge change in just one person's life, but who knows how many people she's going to now speak to and just kind of convey that, hey, we really are responsible gun owners, and you don't have to be afraid of guns. You don't have to be afraid of us. it's okay. Everyone's okay.
Absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to kids and guns, such a hot topic. So many people have incredible misconceptions. The media has done a beautiful job of vilifying gun owners through exploiting traumatic things that have happened with children and firearms. And it's done a great disservice to parents out there who are raising their children in a household with firearms. And it's just, it's an absolutely incredible thing. And it's chicken before the egg. Which came first? Did the children come first, or did the firearms enter a family who had children? And how do you manage those two conflicting dynamics?
Well, I grew up in a home with firearms, and it was never an issue. So to hear parents now say, I don't understand how you can, I think I don't understand how you can't. I just don't. It's like people who say, you can't raise a kid in New York City. Well, of course you can. Kids are raised there all the time. Would I do it? Absolutely not. I live in the middle of the country where my neighbors are cows. I mean, it is what it is. It's neither here nor there. But it's places like the Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program, Project Child Safe with NSSF. I mean, nobody's really getting this information, but the fact is nobody does more for gun safety than the gun industry itself.
Absolutely.
That's true. When we get back, I'll tell you, the figures on accidental gun death, by the way, are bad as far as any of them happening. But statistically speaking, they're a blip when it comes to that. And I mean, we can prove that with a slide rule and a regular bottle of bleach and a drill. But we'll do that in the next segment, because this is the week of the weaponized woman, and my guest host is Tatiana Whitlock. Her guest is Jen Jakes. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And this is day three of the week of the weaponized woman. My guest host is Tatiana Whitlock. I could tell you everything Tatiana is involved in, but then the show would be over. And her guest is Jen Jakes, Breach Bang Clear, among other things. And this is just so you'll know, ladies, I don't know, Jen, you may know this already, but I don't know if Tatiana knows this or not. Average of 124 children lost to accidental gun deaths per year, compared to 16,000 total homicides out of 330 million people with an estimated between 500 and 660 million guns in circulation right now. It is a very rare event, and it is a very rare event because most people who own guns are very, very responsible with them, and it sort of begs the question, how do you make this really rare event more rare, which doesn't mean that won't happen, but I'm wondering if as more women come into the gun community, if that will drive that number down some more, simply because, you know, these are the ladies that, you know, these are the mothers. But if you want to save children, we need to go around and fill in all of the in-ground pools right now, and that will save children.
Right.
A pool is more, 100 times more likely to kill a child than by accident than a gun.
Right. It's not just for our own children or children who live in homes with firearms, Bill.
Yes.
It's what happens when kids visit a home and happen to find a gun and don't know what to do. I mean, Eddie Eagle teaches you, stop, don't touch, run away, tell an adult. What happens to a child who doesn't know the rules and is not familiar and just only knows guns from cartoons or playing? And then what? I mean, that's why we speak out as mothers. It's not so much our kids. Look, I know my kids are going to be fine. I know they are. In fact, my youngest, every time I quiz her, Gracie, what are the four rules of gun safety? She goes, don't need four, just one, don't touch it. So I'm not worried about her. I'm okay. My son goes hunting with me. My daughter Katie can handle herself. I'm not worried about my kids. It's other children. And that's why we have to continue to speak out, because a lot of times it feels like we're talking into the echo chamber, right? Other parents just like us, they know better. And they adhere to the rules of gun safety. They teach their children. They're in there. They're in the thick of it. It's for other kids who don't know.
Well, hopefully in time that will change.
No, absolutely. And again, that's going to be us continuing to speak out. You know, women are getting married a lot later in life. I didn't get married until I was 28. I had already been a single mom for 6 years. I had to take care of myself. I was in an apartment by myself with my son. I'm no dummy. You know, Green Bay isn't as awesome as it used to be. So it's so true and so sad. But we know the realities of it. We see stories like Christy McBain's, Kim Corbin, Carol Bound. We see these stories. Turn on the nightly news. You know, stuff's going down in your town. I don't care where you are, even in our little town outside of Green Bay. Things happen. And we just know we are the first line of defense. Our lives are precious. We need to be able to take care of ourselves. And, you know, there is that whole female empowerment thing. And a lot of it, I think, is the anything you can do, I can do better mentality, where if my husband's going hunting to fill my freezer with venison, I'm going hunting. Because guess who wants the first deer? Me. Very competitive. I want to go. I'm coming. Let's go. So I think as we continue to see those numbers rise of women participating in not only shooting sports, but hunting and even three gun. I mean, look at Diana Muller and Randy Rogers. I mean, there's just such amazing names and models, role models for us coming up in the business that, gosh, I mean, turn to your left, turn to your right. There's going to be a woman somewhere there and they can help show you the way.
And here's the thing that I think is so beautiful. I've been involved in the firearms community for the past 6 years, from the first time I shot a handgun to now. And I've seen an incredible evolution happen, and we're seeing it statistically with the increase of women participating in the shooting sports, increase of women pursuing and achieving their concealed carry permits. National organizations for women like A Girl and a Gun are just on fire, and women are joining like crazy. And we're seeing this largely because the role models are changing. And it's going away from the gun bunny, you know, the bikini-clad, 50-cal-toting bombshell draped over a motorcycle. Do you know that image that's just very, you know, calendar-esque, which is a real turnoff to most women. We don't connect with that at all. And it's an image for the guys. We do. And I don't want to relate to that. I can't envision myself. I certainly don't want to envision myself doing that. But now that we have changed the advocates, now that we've changed the face of women who are public or representing companies, who are in the magazines, who are demonstrating proper gun handling in a professional environment, we're changing the image of what the American gun-owning woman looks like. And we're no longer something with no brain cells rattling around up there. But now the image of a contemporary American gun-owning woman is someone who is smart and strong and confident and competent. She knows what she's doing. And that is an appealing thing to aspire to. And because
Tatiana, there is no actual stereotype of a gun owner anymore. There just isn't. I'm sorry, but there's not. Is it a female? Is it a male? Chinese, Hispanic, white, black? There's no one person who fits the gun owning bill anymore. That's what's so amazing, don't you think? I mean, we have Chris Chang and Nikki. I can't think of her last name. She's going to kill me. From the Pink Pistols. Anyway, it's just so diverse. Gabby Franco and Maj Tyree, and it runs the gamut. So not only are women welcome, everyone is welcome. It doesn't matter. You know what? We're just like, hey, we respect you. We respect your right to keep and bear arms. We welcome you with open arms. We're all gun owners. And that's what's so inspiring to me. And you look, and hey, I think Charlton Heston is awesome. But guess what? I can actually identify with Dana Lash. And that's really cool. Now, you know, we have different people to look up to. And, you know, that's what I want to be showing my daughters is, you know, look what she's doing. And here you have it. This is amazing. And we have it now in this industry, in the shooting world. We have every part of the rainbow and the spectrum to show our kids, look, it's okay. You can do this. It's all right.
Absolutely. And I love that. I love that about where we've come in a very short period of time, and it only continues to improve, which only continues to make our community stronger. And absolutely, it isn't about what you look like. It's about the qualities that you embody. And that is so valuable and so powerful. And it definitely translates across the kids in the competitive shooting sports and space as well, and the hunting too. It's fantastic. Now, we know this because we're within the community and we see it. And the more involved you get and the more Google searches you do and the more websites you explore and radio shows you listen to, the more you realize how diverse it actually is. But I run into so many people who are like, well, you don't look like someone who would own a gun. So there exactly is an image that exists in their minds because they just haven't cracked through yet. They haven't seen the other side.
You know, when I went to pick up my new Kia, the sales guy, I said, hey, I'm going to have to get another NRA sticker so I can put it on the back of the car because I have a Kia minivan, too. I love Kia. And he just kind of looked at me. He gave me this look like, what? And I said, what, you don't think I can own a gun? And he said, no, I think it's awesome that you do. I'm just saying, if you were standing behind me in the grocery line, I would never peg you for a concealed carrier. I'm like, really? Now, why is that? He's like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, well, get that thought out of your head, because I am, and here you have it.
But you know he knows. You know that he wants to say it's because you're a girl, Jen.
Of course. But
and
no,
then now he's afraid of you, so he's not going to say that. So.
People are very, yes, very polite once they know what you do for a living.
Oh, yeah.
It's very interesting.
That's why they polite say the armed society is a polite society.
It is a polite, exactly. And they're always really nice in person. Social media, not so much.
Before we run out of time, you can find Jen at Jen Jakes, which is spelled JennJacques. One day we're going to have to get you and Matt and all the others with that same spelling, and because everybody pronounces it differently.
Matt is Jacques.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right.
He's my industry husband.
It's yes. Yeah. And Tatiana Whitlock, you can find her at TatianaWhitlock.com. Tomorrow, day 4 of the Week of the Weaponized Woman. Ladies, thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks.
Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.